I'm Joyce Meyer, and I believe that God can heal you everywhere you hurt.
Hey everyone, welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life. Today, sit down and talk with Joyce and Grammy winner Cece Winans. We're continuing our conversation about the incredible value of mentorship. It's a discussion that will enrich your life and others. So join us now as we talk it out.
I've had to learn. Whew, have I had to learn.
Sure, yeah.
And I not only had to learn what to do, but I had to learn what not to do. Mm-hmm. And we need each other more than we can imagine. We have so many unbelievably talented young people here at the ministry. Now, I don't know what in the world we would do if we were all my age. We wouldn't have the ministry we have today, I can tell you that.
No. Let me ask you a question about mentorship that I think is a trap that we can get in. I know it's easy for most of us. So a biblical example, Elijah had Elisha,
right.
Correct?
Right.
And so when the time came and Elijah asked for a double portion of Elijah's anointing, mm-hmm. a lot of us as mentors, we think, wait a minute, you know, I want to teach you stuff, but I don't want you to be better than I am. You know, the double portion.
Yeah.
Hold on there, honcho.
Love that.
So,
is that what it says in the Bible?
It does. That's in a special version. Hold on there, honcho. That it makes me think of what is our goal as people who are sowing into other people's mm-hmm. lives. It can't be to give them just enough to survive.
Mm-mm.
We need to want them to go even further than we have ourselves.
Much further. You know, it reminds me of the time when Bibi and I, we were receiving our Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
That's fun.
Yes, it was very fun.
Yeah.
And I remember...
Well, I don't have one of those.
We got to work on that. We need to work on that.
We'll have to do one here.
Okay, that's right.
St. Louis has a Walk of Fame, too.
That's right, that's right. And I remember somebody was... this wonderful man of God was praying for us, and he gave me a word. He said, even what's happening now, God is not through with you. He's going to do so much more. He said, but I see young people around you. I see a sea of young mm-hmm. people. And he said, your ceiling will be their floor.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Your ceiling.
That's interesting.
What God is going to do with them, your ceiling will be their floor.
Mm-hmm.
And going in what you said, I just think our prayers has got to be, Lord, do way more through them than
right.
what you did through us. Because
and God is a progressive God.
Yeah.
He always wants to grow and go to the next level. And we don't want to try to put a lid on that
mm-hmm.
out of pride that we don't want somebody to be better than we were or to be more popular than we were.
Right. So I'm kind of in an interesting age group because I am the mentee. And then now I realized last week I was having coffee with a girl who's 20. I actually am old enough to be a mentor in some cases because I have.
Oh, you have so much to offer for many. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I just figured that out. but what, as the person who's being mentee'd, what is
mentee'd.
Is that a word?
It is.
I don't think so.
I just made that up for you.
It's what you use to freshen your breath, too.
Yeah, mentee.
I can use a mentee. The person who needs to be mentored. How is the appropriate way to do that? Because there's also a respect level where I'm going to wait until you're ready to tell me what you want to tell me and you're ready to move me forward or whatever. So what does that balance look like from someone who is mentoring someone? What is our responsibility in that?
The mentee?
Yes. the minted one.
Well, I think first of all, you have to be willing to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to listen. And I believe when you... Now, some people don't know that they need to be mentored, right?
Yeah.
But those who know they need to be mentored, mm-hmm. I think you have to take the responsibility to be where you need to be.
Right.
Go where you, I want to learn from her.
Yeah.
You know, I want to teach like Joyce teaches. It's my responsibility
mm-hmm.
to make sure I'm sowing into that ministry, make sure that I'm there, make sure I'm listening, make sure. You have to begin to see the value
yep.
that those who are pouring into you, what they have. You know, like you just said with Elijah and Elijah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want a double, whatever I got to do to get the double portion, I want that.
Yeah, Elisha said, I will not leave you.
I will not leave you.
I mean, he tried to, almost looked like he was trying to get rid of him, Elijah did, and he said, mm-hmm. As the Lord lives, I will not leave you. Mm-hmm. And it was because he hung on right until he died that it was at the very end when Elijah said, what can I do for you?
That's right.
Yeah. And then he said, I want a double portion of your anointing. He would not have gotten that double portion if he wouldn't have done just what you said. Mm-hmm. And I can give you a great example. I'm Chris Kane's spiritual mother. Mm-hmm. I met her in Australia when she was in her 20s. And that girl chases me around.
She did not let you go.
She will not let me go. She sows into my life. And you ask, what do you do?
Yeah.
You can ask questions.
Yeah.
Every time I get together with Chris, she's got her list of questions.
I love it.
That she's ready.
Intentional. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To ask me, how do I handle this? How did you handle that? What about this? And she'll ask me, you know, just different questions. She's watched mine and Dave's marriage. She'll tell you this herself. Mm-hmm. And so, but the interesting thing is we're not even together that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she reads every book I write. She listens to every teaching I do. Mm-hmm. So she takes the responsibility as the mentee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, we got a new word now. As the mentee to
learn.
To pull the mentorship out of me. And I don't even necessarily know that she's doing it.
Yeah.
And so mentoring, I know a lot of people will say, will you mentor me? Well, obviously, I can't have a one-hour appointment with 200 people every week
right.
and sit down. I think a lot of times that's what people think mentorship is. Mm-hmm. But I think that you can be mentored by anybody that you want to be mentored by just by, like she said, refusing to let them go. Put yourself in a position where you can hear what they have to say and see how they live.
I think that's so good for us to be reminded that, like, it's going to take work on my part. I need to want it and to invest in it. Mm-hmm. I think that's really good.
And I think sowing into their life is very important. Yeah. There's certain people in ministry that are even older than me, believe it or not. And I did this even when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain people that I have sown financially into their life, and I will as long as they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because they paid the price to go before me to show me the way.
Yeah,
and so often when people get elderly and they can't do what they once did, people forget all about them.
Mm-mm. You know, I had a situation like that where God just put this amazing older woman in my life. And for years, decades, literally, she was a wonderful example of a spiritual woman in my life. Prayed for me, was such a gift. She got to a point in her life where she was much older and was going through a hard time herself. Mm-hmm. And God gave me the opportunity at that point to pray for her and to pour into her life and to be there at a time where she needed someone.
Right.
And that was another gift to me, you know, because we need that kind of symbiotic relationship.
Right.
I think if you're going to sow into someone's life, it has to be a two-way street.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that was a wonderful gift. And I think, Aaron, with what you're saying, there is a responsibility on both of our sides because it takes time, it takes an investment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But at the same time, I've had a lot of young women say, "Will you mentor me?" And then, you know, you'll talk and do some things and maybe not hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
And others that, like you said, just put in the work and hang in there and you watch them grow and it's so exciting.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it enriches my life as much or more as it does theirs. So I think it is that.
Is that how you feel about me? Because I have attached myself to you. I don't know if I ever told you, but I feel that way. And I, to be able to watch how I can just learn from situations that are similar that you have walked through, then I can see how I can take what I'm going through and learn from how you handled it. I mean, it has been an amazing gift to my life to see how you can go before me and not even do things on purpose, but the way that you can speak into my life has I mean, it's been transformational to me. Mm. And God uses you to teach me things on days you don't even know is happening.
Well,
excuse me for sitting all between us.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But that's the beauty of it. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's why we need one another. And going back to what Mama Joyce said earlier about how without the Spirit of God, the presence of God, mm-hmm. we're just normal people.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that through Scripture. Yeah. You see some of our strongest heroes when they got older or went through trials and tribulations. Yeah. And it just shows you that the secret is Jesus.
Yeah.
In every generation.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the secret sauce we need to share.
That's the secret sauce we need to share. And he's designed it that we really experience the best of him together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, me needing you and me. And a lot of times we want to go through life thinking we don't need people, but we need people so much.
So much. And I see that with you, Aaron. I mean, I've seen what a gift you are to me, you know, right back the other way, and how you have a heart that just wants to serve God and that really is open. I mean, I can tell you things that some people might have a hard time hearing sometimes, and not that I have to do that often, but mm-hmm. but I love that we have that kind of love for one another, mm-hmm. and that you can tell me the same kind of mm-hmm. things.
Oh, we're having another private moment.
We're almost done. I promise.
I love it. It is awesome seeing it in action. But yeah. You're saying something that, you know, when I grew up, the saints that the Lord assigned me under, they really didn't care about your emotions and feelings that much. So I grew up not knowing that I, you know, not to be offended by everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not to be easily offended.
Right.
Which is a great thing.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, as I speak to the younger people, it's like, guys, stop trying to be offended.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to understand that open rebuke is better than secret love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the word of God, I mean, and we just have to learn to be able to take a rebuke. That's part of growing. Yeah. You can't grow without a rebuke. Or
correction. I have never had to do it, but I know that I know that I know that if I call Chris Kane and said, I heard you mm-hmm. say this,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't do that. And she would listen to me
mm-hmm.
right away.
Just like that. I realized I had kind of an epiphany a few years ago. And I realized that I had a lot of one-sided relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a decision that I wasn't going to have that anymore in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because a relationship is not a relationship if it's one person doing all the giving and the other person doing all the taking.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's really good for the mentee and the mentor to hear today, that if you really want somebody to mentor you, it can't just be you getting everything that
That's
you
right.
can get from
That's
them.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You need to sow into their life. You need to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's something you can do for them, you need to do it. You need to be there for them. You can compliment them. You
Amen.
Can encourage them.
Amen.
I just made my mind up. I'm not having any more one-sided relationships. I got tired of it. I felt like people were taking advantage of me. And they just, can you do me a favor? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do something
mm-hmm.
else?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
well, I don't think Mama Joyce that it's a profitable relationship.
Oh, it's not. It's not even good for them.
It's not good for them.
It's not
good for them. When you don't recognize soil, good soil, and know that you have to sow, because that's part of learning.
Yeah.
You know, and becoming. And receiving what you need to receive, that's part of it. And when you don't get that, I think it's just, it's time wasted.
Yeah.
So how do we find that? Because we have a lot of questions from people that are asking, like, how do I find a good person to mentor me? And how do I know that this is the right person?
I don't know that you find them. I think you pray for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then God will bring the right people across your path. And you watch for people.
And you said people, not always just one person.
No.
You watch for people that you want to be like.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things that's very important to me is to be generous.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to be stingy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just makes your life so little
mm-hmm.
when you're stingy. And so I don't enjoy being around people that are stingy. I purposely look for and try to spend time with people
generous
that are generous.
Mm. That's good.
Like, Cece's a giver.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know,
I
remember one time I went to TBN, and we were going to be on Better Together together, and there were like five ladies, and she brought gift bags for all five of the people. Aww. Well, I can tell you something. It takes time.
Thoughtful.
You can even lay the money side aside. It's the time it takes to do something like that. So she was sowing into every one of our lives because she took the time to do that. And a lot of times we just want to take, take, take. But we don't want to give back. And you just, you can't do that. So I don't, I think we try to find too many things that we need to pray that God will show us and then keep our eyes open and see what he's revealing.
Yeah,
I think that's good. But I also think when you say finding, I mean, of course, this is a perfect person to follow and to be mentored by because she's teaching the word of God and she's living it. I think that's that has to be your number one quality. Now, you have people who will teach you natural things that are amazing as well.
Right.
And I think that goes back to what we were talking about before about discipline and those principles. So you can learn natural things and spiritual things. But the most important mentors you'll ever have is spiritual mentors. Because it will teach you how to live like Jesus and also inherit an eternal life. So I just think you have to find people who reflect the Lord and Savior. Because it's dangerous to follow the wrong one.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Here's another question that I think is an important one is how do we handle boundaries in a mentorship relationship? Because it can get too much on one or the other and not go well and not be effective. So what boundaries should be put in place?
Well, how I do it is everybody does it differently, but first of all, I'm a wife, mother, grandmother. I go out and I sing, minister, and then I'm at the church.
You got a few things going on.
I got a few things going on. And so, like Mama Joy said, a lot of my mentoring is from afar.
Right.
So, because if I'm doing a life group every week, then if you want to be mentor, you need to show up to the life group.
Because
that shows you if you really want to, to learn or not. You understand what I'm saying? Now, there's some times where you have to go to the hospital and you're going to minister to people. I think we're all called to do that. But sometimes you can have coffee. Sometimes I can look at my schedule and say, you know what, I can do a coffee here. I actually create space in my schedule to be able to spend time with people. Because I have to do that because you have so many things you have to do. So I think you have to create time in order to do that. But boundaries, you know, you have to have boundaries because you're going to deal with different people. And some people will respect and know to do the things right, but a lot of people don't because, again, you're teaching them. They didn't come from.
You can't expect them to know everything.
You can't expect them to know things. So you have to be willing to tell them, but you tell them in love. And then they have to learn to respect those boundaries. Because if not, then you're not going to be able to mentor.
One of the boundaries that I think that a good mentor will set is like, if you know that somebody's drawing from you and they, well, what do you think I should do about this? What do you think I should do about that? Don't let that go too far. If you're a good mentor,
that's good.
You need to you need to teach them how to hear from God themselves.
That's good. That's perfect.
Because sometimes when people are wanting you to mentor them all the time, if you don't have your head on right, that can become a pride issue of why everybody wants my wisdom and everybody wants my advice.
So good.
And a wrong mentor can kind of get off on wanting to tell everybody
point
what
you to themselves.
Yeah,
instead
that's really
of
true.
You're not teaching them anything. You're just controlling
them. If you're looking for
them.
A good mentor, you want to find somebody that's going to teach you how to hear from God.
That's great.
Not somebody that's going to try to tell you what to do all the time.
When I had that revelation last week, how I could do this, it was in the marriage space. And so I know I can talk to you about business, like leading, but like marriage, I now have some wisdom. And so as I'm having this conversation with this girl, I could feel the Holy Spirit saying, stop talking about you. Because I could just talk about me and my story the whole time and be good. But I so clearly felt the Lord say, shh, let her speak. And then be real careful how you answer. Because I felt the honor and responsibility in that moment that I only know what I know from what I've experienced. And I want her to hear what he's saying to her and her situation. Right. Her answer's not the same. So I think that's so important that it isn't just about me and my circumstance and how she should do what I did. Mm-hmm. It's how does the Lord want to take her and her experience. Yeah. And I'm just there to be used however he wants to.
That's really good. One thing in all of this is to realize that it can be messy.
Yeah.
I mean, that is why we need one another. We're learning from each other and teaching one another. So it's not always going to be a perfect situation or relationship. I love Proverbs 14:4. It says, where there are no oxen, the stalls are clean.
Yeah.
But the strength comes from the oxen. We need the people around us to grow stronger, but it's messy. And it's messy. Sometimes we have to clean up some poo-poo along the way because that's what happens with people. And so we kind of have to be ready and willing to, like you said, not be offendable, not be offended. Mm-hmm. Like Joyce said, to forgive when we need to forgive, to let some things roll off our back.
Change a diaper when you need to.
Exactly. Whether it's theirs or our own, you know?
Take a pacifier away from them.
Right. So these are hard relationships sometimes.
Definitely. Definitely. It pulls you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be willing to, like you said, deal with messy situations. You got to be willing to. It's not a perfect. Well, it's perfect when it's messy.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
perfectly messy.
You know, perfectly messy. You know, because Jesus came again. We talked about Jesus, how he always had time for people, how he did not try to avoid going back to the Good Samaritan, try to avoid the problem. No, it's. That's a part of mentorship. Yeah. That's the only way you're going to be able to mentor somebody.
Well, I think that we shared some really good points for people if they really heard what we had to say, that it can't be a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be two ways. And, you know, you not only pull from somebody, but you also pour into them. It's always got to be a give and a take. Ask questions. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. Mm-hmm. And set boundaries. You know, don't just let somebody, don't get so excited about somebody wanting your wisdom all the time that you just let them, that you start getting a kick out of them.
Right. Yeah.
Wanting you all the time. You got to kind of set a little boundary on yourself here that you're not going to let this go to your head, but you're going to make it a real godly relationship.
Yeah. Well, even if they have like their little chin strap tied up on their chin. I can't picture that. I've not seen this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those were interesting.
We'll bring
days.
It back. Maybe you should bring that trend back,
hey,
Joyce.
All of them come.
I know.
All of them come right back around.
It happens.
Do you have a photo?
Am I the only person here that ever did?
I don't remember.
You don't remember
either.
That? Well, see, that's because I'm older than you. There has to be somebody.
I remember this, but not here.
Okay, that's if you ever funny. Wore your head, the knot on your headscarf on your chin,
let us know.
Yeah. You need to know.
Put some comments in social media.
Comment.
Let us know. Let us
Tell
know
us.
That you've
then
done
we'll know
that.
How old you are.
We've all done some goofy things, though, for fashion. Let's admit it.
God.
Let's admit
please,
it.
Please, please.
That's the truth.
Well, I just want to encourage all of you to pray about this. Mm. Take a minute now and pray about who God might want you to share some wisdom with, or who you might be able to watch and to glean some beautiful things from that will lead you closer to him, because it will enrich both of your lives. And I think as you walk through this journey, growing closer to Jesus every single day, you'll get there a little bit faster if you do it with the help of other people who have been doing it before you.